As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Oh, yeah, it is the moment you have been waiting for.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out. Brian and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
What do you think? Throw it in. I'm Ryan Riker filling in. And here for a couple more days filling in for Andy Fry. So you get the Manny Fry Show. I was talking to Brad before the show and I said, I want to try something different with the YouTube live chat poll. And this is more of a social experiment than anything else. And I don't even think it's possible to be done, but we're going to try it anyway. I wanted to come up with a poll where we can get 100% on one question. So I thought, okay, given some of the topics on the show today, what's something that we can ask this audience and can get 100% either a yes or no answer? We can get 200 votes and they all come to one side. So Brad, what is the YouTube live chat poll for today?
Today, we want to know, do you have pronouns in your bio? And it's just a yes or no question. Yes or no?
So yes, there's a strong no for me.
We're looking for a 100%, but I'm looking
at
it.
Is it possible?
I don't think it is.
Already? We're not even a minute and a half into the show.
Yeah.
And someone already messed up the live chat poll.
It's going to be really close to 100%, but it's not going to be.
Well, wait. Who's the joker that went in there and put yes? Did they do it for real? Or did they do it just to mess up the poll?
I don't know. All right, maybe they did it for real. I know that we do have some liberal listeners on the show, so it's entirely possible that they're voting on that.
Not sure I have a bio.
Yeah, quick, Rick.
That's a good link. All right, how about this? Maybe just give us the next couple of hours, and you might change your mind. If you're watching the YouTube poll and you get to the end, you're like, okay, I'll change it at the very last minute to try to get that 100%. Let's just try and see what happens. Brad, good to be with you again today.
Yeah, you too, Ryan.
Well, I know these days go by so quick. I'll be in again tomorrow. Does that mean Annie is back on Thursday? Or is that someone else filling in?
I think
that's a good question.
Yeah. What day is she back? The 11th. So whatever day that would be. Yeah,
she's got next week.
Yeah, she's got some vacation time.
Oh, good for her. Well, either way, I enjoy the time I get to spend on here. And I like that we get to see each other through the video chats. And you can go make sure to vote in that YouTube live chat poll or just watch it and comment, because the comments are right there on the screen now. I can try to point to them or you can see the comments coming in. So a couple of the stories that we were talking about, and this is kind of an interesting one. I saw this on Axios. Americans are skeptical of corporate pride support. Have you noticed a difference between this year and other years when it comes to corporations going above and beyond to make sure their logo's rainbow colored.
Yeah, I have noticed.
It's different, right? And so it's, you're not noticing it as much. And I think that is an observation a lot of people are finding.
Yeah.
You sent me this article from the Daily Wire. The real reason why Pride Month is now on life support. Americans are increasingly aware of what the LGBT agenda actually is, what it entails. So during this last election, what you found, at least when it came to Kamala Harris and to some extent Joe Biden, was that they went all in on these social type of issues, these identity politic issues. And they realized very quickly that these weren't at top of mind or the number one issue for a lot of different Americans. They were more concerned about other things. And they found out that Donald Trump, as a politician, addressed these things when a lot of these other underlying problems that America is facing were either not addressed or addressed in the wrong way by the Democratic Party and what Kamala Harris had to offer. And I think one of these things that you're finding out very quickly is that, you know, the rainbow everything, which is we need to go out there and make sure we are aligned with everything that is rainbow, might not have been the best strategy, mostly because people look at it and they say, well, I think you're drumming up problems where there's no problem, number one. Or maybe even worse, you're doing it just because it's a ploy to make some money as a corporation. You're finding it as a way to exploit a certain group of people. And you're exploiting them. You're going on their backs to try to for your own gain. And I think a lot of people recognize this sort of thing was happening. Do you? And I'm sure you've seen the same thing. Yeah. Haven't you looked at some of these different accounts?
Yeah, I actually went and I looked at some of the accounts. Let's see if I can pull them up here. But some of the accounts that I looked at were things like, I looked at Bud Light's account. No surprise there. They did not change their profile pic. The other ones that I looked at were Starbucks. Theirs is normal. This is as of last night. Target, you know, some of the companies that are known more for doing this sort of thing. Microsoft hasn't changed theirs. Disney World, Disney Studios, Disney Plus, Disney Animation. None of those have changed theirs. Wow. They all have just normal ones out there. And it makes me wonder, you know, like you kind of mentioned this. Was this possibly a ploy to make a little money?
Yes.
We have talked about this on the show a lot in the past. It seems like corporations look and try to see which way the wind is blowing. They, you know, they lick their fingers, stick it up in the air and see which way the cultural wind is blowing, and they try to catch on to that. Now, them not changing their profile picture to some sort of rainbow whatever doesn't mean that they don't support gay rights or anything like that. All it means is we might be moving back toward a, like, you do your thing, we'll do our thing. Really, this has nothing to do with selling beer or whatever it is that Target sells that the ladies like so much and all of that other stuff. It has more to do with, you know, we're just going to get back to kind of a normal equilibrium, which I think a lot of Americans appreciate.
Wasn't it not that long ago where you didn't really want to know what the politics were of the products you're buying? So you just really wanted to know if the product was good or not, if it was going to do what it's intended, if it's advertised. And you also just want to know that it's going to be reliable, so it's not going to break down or whatever it is. And all of a sudden, that you had to start taking into consideration the political beliefs of the product. And now I need to know where it stands on social issues for me to be able to support that product. And I think a lot of people were fatigued by that idea, as in they don't want to have to pay attention to those sort of things. Why would they want to care? They just want to make sure the product works the way it does. So let me mention this, and I thought about this, and I don't know how much this plays a factor, but when you have, let's say, going back between Biden and Harris versus now Donald Trump, when you have this shift where they're getting away from DEI hiring practices, meaning that they want to find people based on merit, not based on some side of a quota, this artificial quota that they say they have to try to fulfill inside of a workforce. They want to make sure the individual and the person is represented based on their own merit, not based on some sort of, you know, the color of their skin or ideology or whatever it may be. So if corporations move away from that and they're getting rid of these DEI money-losing endeavors inside of their own company, and the people that were the head of those don't have influence over your marketing anymore, you think maybe that played a factor too? You get real people with real experiences that have real merit behind what they're doing, and they're no longer having to also compete with people that are DEI hires or in a structure where they're brought specifically for that sort of thing. And now, because that voice is gone, the marketing goes back to normal inside of these corporations. Is that possible, you think?
Yeah. I mean, at least for now, it'll go back. Again, it's like I was saying before, it's that whole like they just kind of want to see where the economic winds, cultural winds are blowing and how can they use or exploit whatever for making money. Yeah. It's really all about making money, and they're going to do whatever it is that they need to do to make you feel good about buying their product.
Yep. You know, that's a people to market to. So in Axios, they did this thing too. They did a poll and it said, share who say all or most companies promoting Pride Month do so for select reasons. This is a poll of close to 4,000 LGBTQ adults surveyed, meaning 4,000 of those in the community and about 4,700 non-LGBTQ adults that don't identify as part of it. So they asked them the question. It's a mix of both. More weighted towards the non, but it's still, you get 4,000 that are. And for those that say the reason they do it is to help their business among the LGBTQ, 68%. What that says to me is that those inside of that community realize that they only do it because they're being marketed to and exploited in order to get some of their money. 68% see that as helping their business. 35% believe they do it because they were pressured to do it. And 16% believe the companies actually desire to celebrate them as a people. 16%. That was of those the LGBTQ side. Non in that community, that was 13%, even less, realized that, hey, you know you're being exploited. Well, let's see. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. So there was something else that came up. We only got a couple of minutes here before we have to go to break. And now, you know what? Let's do that thing too. We have some audio. I think it's from, what is it from? It's from Sesame Street, right?
Yeah.
Let me get this loaded up. So they were on one of the late night talk shows. Which show were they on? It was, do you know which one they were on? I couldn't tell what it was because in the clip it didn't say.
I didn't see which late night show they were on.
So Sesame Street features a trans hairstylist in a monster makeover segment. And this is to start the Pride Month off. Can we listen to some of this?
Yep.
The characters.
Finally unveil Alan's monster makeover!
Oh, it's uncanny. Alan looked just like Jonathan Van.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Ness!
Cookie Monster, Cookie. That is Jonathan Van Ness.
Elmo, Cookie, are you ready to see my monster piece?
Ready, Jonathan!
Mama Bear, some runway music, please.
Oh, yeah.
People and monsters alike, a round of applause for the Not Too Late Show's newest monster, Alan. Ta-da!
I think that's all we need to hear, honestly. I think we have to go much further than that. Remember when there was a separation between children's programming and adult programming? Well, and you wouldn't like mix in Sesame Street to adult programming. Like there was like a reason why you didn't do that. But this isn't looked at as adult matters anymore. This is something that they're, generally forcing upon children if they like it or not.
Well, that's what I was going to say is like, yeah, I think that a lot of people that champion this would say this is actually stuff that is appropriate for kids because kids need to know about this so they can react to it. And it's just like, no, actually they don't. Like, I feel like the people that say that really haven't had deep or good interactions with kids because they don't understand that kids 0% think about that. That is something that comes along later on in life. But I also think a lot of the people pushing it are using that as a way to affirm themselves or using kids to get that self-confidence boost or that self-affirmation boost that they aren't or don't feel like they're getting from the adults around them.
That's interesting. You know, and there was back in the day, you had someone like Mr. Rogers, and they said, well, as part of PBS and Mr. Rogers, he wanted to talk about certain topics in a way knowing that kids aren't adults, but he brought it to them knowing that it's something that may be confronting their life. And I think Sesame Street has done that same thing to a certain degree. But when you take the characters out of Sesame Street and you put them into a late night adult programming, and then you try to incorporate adult things with the children's characters, I would think as a branding standpoint, if you are someone that controls the characters of Sesame Street, you wouldn't want them associated with something controversial. You'd want to keep them away from that sort of thing. But the fact that they are inserting them and allowing it in, not only that, but promoting it, to me shows that, one, it confirms all the problems parents have had with some of these messagings on the show. You know, when they look back and they say some of these things are questionable, to me, it shows that it was an intentional act to introduce some of these adult topics onto a show. Because if you're using the characters in that way, you're the same writers, the same people are doing the exact same thing. You just don't accidentally do that sort of thing.
Right. And I think it's an attempt and an effort to actually start pushing an agenda. Like you said, you would think you wouldn't want that. And I think if you're just trying to make a good, entertaining educational show for kids, you're not going to look into this sort of thing. This isn't a topic that you're going to go into unless you're trying to push an ideology or a message. And I think that as of late, in the past, I don't know, 10 years, decade, there have been people that have gotten into positions that are trying to push an ideology, that are trying to get something pushed across that they couldn't do otherwise. And so they're trying to infiltrate children's programming so that they can get that pushed across. I mean, you saw it in several of the big companies, not just Sesame Street.
Are they looking out for the best interest of those kids then?
Oh, absolutely not.
They probably think they do, don't they? They probably believe they are.
Maybe. But I think to them, it's more important that their ideology is pushed.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, there's not an advocate for kids on the show. You don't think there's a counterweight in the room of writers to say maybe we shouldn't do this? Do you think they're like, okay, it's in the world today, so I guess we're going to have to do it?
Maybe there's a counterweight in there, but that doesn't mean that they're going to listen to them. Or it might be that counterweight was ostracized and fired because the people that are pushing the message have achieved such a position that they have authority within the company to do that sort of thing. They've kind of executed a hostile takeover.
Mm. Do you think dropping funding for NPR, PBS, things like that will only enable them to do this more? And if you just remove some of the funding that is used to purchase these programs, so basically PBS rather would be funneling the money that they may receive on a federal level and then turn around and spend it on programs like the rights to Sesame Street or whatever it is. Do you think they may look at this and say, well, we got to deal with, what was it, Netflix, or they used to do HBO.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know where our money's coming from. So, hey, if they're paying us and we're going to do what we want, I guess we don't have to worry about government involvement. So we're just going to ramp it up even further. You think that's a possibility?
Well, I think what that is going to force them to do is to make their model profitable. Like, if you're not getting government funding, then you have to actually worry about being entertaining and bringing people to it. And if what you're seeing is viewership drop because you're pushing an agenda or something like that, if you're not getting that artificial boost and support from the government where you get the money no matter what you do, then what you're going to end up seeing is either that Sesame Street goes away or Sesame Street adapts to produce a product that people want.
Yeah. I you know what? I kind of disagree in that in some ways, because I think when it comes to NPR, PBS, and these stations, they're going to realize when you have to rely on the donations, which they already do. I mean, it's a wide majority of the income that they have as stations are from that. They're going to say, okay, now we really need to play to our donors. And what do our donors believe? Okay, then if we're going to really lean into it even further in order to get more money out of them. So I don't think they're going to even attempt to try to be balanced in ways. They're just going to play to what they believe their donors want and then use that to get more money from them.
Well, if that's what their donors want, but I'm not so sure that's the case. I mean, going back to the beginning of the segment, looking at how companies are changing in their interaction, I don't know that pushing that agenda is actually what their donors want.
Mm. You think, yeah, there's probably some people that would watch this segment and say, what is this hairstylist weird stuff? Like, this is not what I signed on for. I just wanted a tote bag. I don't even know if NPR does tote bags anymore. That kind of a missed opportunity. One joke about a tote bag, and that's all they're known for. You know, when we come back, I know we got to go to break, and there's the YouTube poll that's up there. I don't know how wrecked it is, but hopefully we can right the ship in the future. One of the escaped inmates in New Orleans are posting videos online. If you haven't seen these videos, we're going to discuss that coming up. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. So on that recorded intro, you have Ryan and Brad, meaning Ryan Wiggins, but it just so works because I'm Ryan Recker. But when Brad Young fills in and it's Ryan Wiggins, it works too, doesn't it? So you have Ryan and Brad and you have Brad Young. So that, to me, is genius of the way that they schedule.
It really is. It really is. Accidental genius, but genius.
You know, you have a look at the calendar and you're like, okay, where can I schedule this in so we can use that recorded voiceover work more often? Oh, perfect. This is how we do it. So you sent this, and you've been following this one story about the 10 inmates who broke out of the New Orleans jail.
Yeah, I mean,
posted a video even.
Yeah, I've been watching this. They've been, it's like Pokemon. They're catching them every so often. And this is one of the, I think there are two that haven't been caught yet. And so this is one of the two that hasn't been caught. And he actually is starting to throw out some wild accusations and pleas for help.
Okay, I have an idea for a new business venture, and tell me if you want in on this ground floor. I know people love escape rooms. What if we took an old prison over and we put each person in a cell and your goal was to escape that night?
Oh, that
without
would be,
getting caught.
That would be awesome, but you actually have to make ways for them to escape, like an escape room. You can't just like throw them in the cell and then lock them up and be like, all right, good luck. And you're like, well, I'm hosed.
Well, yeah, you know, there's got to be things like, you know, you can move the toilet and there's like a hole behind it, or it's Shawshank Redemption. There's a, you know, poster on the wall. But the whole point is you have to do it in a way where you don't get caught.
Right.
If you get caught, you get put in a real cell and your game over until the next morning.
Yeah, you just got to spend the night there.
You just got to spend the night there.
Ryan, I'm in.
Doesn't that sound like an awesome opportunity?
Yeah.
Okay. What would we call this business? It would be, because escape rooms, this would be like a jailbreak. We'll call it a jailbreak or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Patent pending. Like anyone? Yeah. Okay. So this is a great thing. Now there's actually 10 people in New Orleans that are trying this out as like a pilot program. and they have been in the run for a little while, and U.S. Marshals have been trying to find them. Well, one of the 10 have posted a video online pleading for Donald Trump to get him out of this mess. Do you have the audio of that? Can we listen to it?
I do. I have a few seconds of it.
All type of stuff going on, and they covering it up. They don't care about nothing in the state of Louisiana. This is something that need to go under a federal investigation. What's going on? How they handling cases? Why Antoine Massey was in jail if the woman, the victim, the wrong woman, not a child, the wrong woman stated that he never raped her. He never beat her. He was nowhere in her presence. This is the affidavits on a date right here. This is the drop form from the district attorney office. This woman went did this. I didn't do this. Look, it's legally dated. So I'm asking, please, for help. Young boy, Meek Mills, people, LBL, you know what I'm saying? People that been through the system that know it's corrupt. Lil Wayne, Donald Trump, please, I'm asking for help.
Donald Trump, you know this is a corrupt system.
People that have been through the system and know that it's corrupt, and he gets that list of rappers and Donald Trump.
That's pretty good. So he's got face tattoos, right? I can see a picture of him here. He would stand out. Like if we're in a crowd, you know, normally the face tattoos stand out. He's got them on his hands too, at least parts of skin that are showing. So his contention is that we need to protest the system by escaping. And this is our means to, I guess, show you there is corruption and problems inside the legal system and inside the jails. So we're actually heroes here for escaping to let you know. So you should pardon us or make sure we're not chased after by U.S. Marshals.
I think what he's saying is that he was wrongly convicted. He's like, I've got evidence here. He's like Richard Kimball from The Fugitive. He's like, I've got evidence here that proves my innocence. The lady said it wasn't me. I wasn't doing it. But like he was, what was he arrested on? Motor vehicle theft, domestic abuse battery. He's wanted by St. Tammany Parish authorities on suspicion of kidnapping, rape. I mean,
yeah, you suspicion look at, of rape.
You look at the long list of things this guy's being accused of, and man, it's hard to believe that he's just an innocent victim. And they also said that where did I see that that he was. Actually had been arrested other times and has escaped 5 other times.
Whoa, the guy's a pro.
Yeah, let me see if I can find where I saw that.
Well, if that's the case, we have to be careful not to let him into our new business because he'll get out easy.
He will be very good. Well, he might be the one that can advertise and give people confidence.
Oh, that's a great idea. So he's kind of like if you're trying to set a speed record, like so he would be in there and your goal is to try to do it faster than this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
okay, so he's out and he's trying to make the argument to Donald Trump, who's not going to do this. I'm sure the marshals aren't going to say, well, he invoked Trump's name, so I guess we're going to lay off him a little bit. He's out there. Don't you know? I mean, he makes it sound like he's so smart and he knows the system so well, so he can be the one to bring down the system through his knowledge. But let's put it this way. If you post a video online, there are people that could identify exactly where you are. And they can use it by looking at some of the metadata that's on the video. But on top of that, you ever seen the dude that uses the GeoGuessr game and he can tell exactly where someone is anywhere in the world?
Or like the picture or whatever?
He can look at a picture and he can sometimes do it with just like a split second of a picture. And he can identify within like a couple of miles of where something is. In some cases, exactly the spot. There's people that are so talented at looking at the digital clues that if you post a video of yourself, just expect to be caught.
Well,
because now they got people like that.
That reminds me of, do you remember in Trump's first term, Shia LaBeouf put out a He Will Not Divide Us flag. And people kept stealing the flag and stuff like that. So he decided that what he was going to do was put it out in the middle of nowhere on a flagpole with a camera aimed at the sky. And they would say nobody would find it. And one of the greatest things the internet ever did was they tracked that flag down. Like, they used star patterns. They listened to the types of bugs. They looked at, Shia LaBeouf posted a picture of himself at a restaurant. They said, okay, which restaurants have this particular grain wall in it? And they went down in Tennessee. And then, at the end, they had somebody watching the live stream while somebody was driving down the road honking the horn. And they would tell them when it would get louder. And eventually... Awesome. They found the flagpole, He went to the flagpole. He pulled the "He will not divide us" flag down and ran up a pair of underwear on the flagpole.
Salute your like, shorts.
But like that's kind of like, you know, like what you're talking about. The internet gets together, and if they want to catch this guy, the internet will be able to figure it out. They'll be able to look and be like, oh yeah, somebody out there knows that household. Somebody knows where he's at, what he was last seen, how much time he has. They can narrow it down by how long he's been on the run and all that other stuff. They can find him, and it's wild to see what they can do.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll look at the clothes. Okay, who sells these type of clothes? Okay, this chain. Okay, where's these chains located? What's it within the radius of where this person could logically be within a month or closer? Let's look at the wood grain on these cabinets back there. Where do they sell this? This is a stock of what? This is the type of stuff people look for, and they're successful at tracking people down. Doesn't it? It doesn't surprise me that there is that type of rabid curiosity that people have on the internet, where they will do this in their free time for fun.
Right. It becomes a mission for them. It's like, oh yeah, I can find this guy, and it's a matter of pride, and then they go after it.
Yeah. You ever see the documentary on Netflix where it was the guy that was torturing cats, and the internet decided to try to track this person down?
No.
Yeah, it's "Don't Mess with Cats" or something. It's called.
Oh yeah.
And there might be a swear word in the title, but there's a bunch of sleuths, and I can't remember what the forum was called. There was a specific name for these people that try to solve mysteries online. And a person posted a video of them abusing these animals, and they said, "We're not doing that." So they tried to track this person down, and it showed the great lengths these people went through to track the person down. Now, keep in mind, once the person that was abusing these animals found out that there was someone tracking them, he dug it. So he was like a serial killer, where he would go out there and like leave clues to say, "You can't catch me." It's very fascinating documentary, I got to tell you. And I'll tell you this, just in case you do see it, I don't want to ruin anything. At the very end, there's something that happens that shook me. Like, whoa, that doesn't happen often. I was physically like taken back. Whoa. So it's definitely recommended, I think, if you like that sort of thing. But this is something that was a couple of years ago. We've advanced even further now where they can find these things. How would you like to be a wanted fugitive on the run all day? Isn't that exhausting?
I wouldn't want to.
Sounds like the worst job.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're always looking over your shoulders. Like, the next move you make, everything that you have to do has to be calculated so you don't get caught, you know?
Yeah.
The next move you make, you get sloppy one time and you forget that there's a camera at some location and they see your face, and then they got you at that area. And the next thing you know, to try to stay one step ahead, you got to get up and you got to move and all that other stuff. Yeah, no, thank you. Like you're saying, absolutely exhausting.
Yeah, I'm going to give some advice to this guy in case he's here in St. Louis and listening. So you have a lot of distinguishing features. Yeah, he's a big fan of the Annie Fry Show. Listen all the time inside. So here's what I would do for you. Shave your head and all that facial hair off, and you got to get those tattoos off your face, because these markers are going to be easy to identify if they see anyone close to you in the future. Yeah. And on top of that, if I were you, sunglasses, hat, and I don't know, maybe St. Louis is a good place to hide. They love their criminals here.
Yeah.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But this seems like it would be the worst type of thing to do. And now I want to watch The Fugitive again with Harrison Ford. It's been probably 30 years since I've seen that movie. It's about due again. Does that hold up? Do you think the movie's still good?
Ooh, I don't know. I remember like there was the big scene where he jumps out of the pipe into the water and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, yeah, the dummy that they used cost like $50,000 or something, so it would look realistic and all that other stuff. And it's like, man, they wouldn't even do that anymore.
It's all AI.
It would just be CGI. Yeah.
You know, speaking of CGI, do we have time to play that Donald Trump clip?
Sure.
It's been circulating around. You sent me this video, and I knew it was artificial intelligence, not based on the quality of the video, but based on the content of what was being said, because it was very comedic. But watching it, I don't think you can tell the difference between a real press conference and what was presented in this AI video.
It was
scary realistic.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Mm. They're the absolute worst group of people we've got in our country, and it's not even close. I think we'd all be better off with them gone. But as I was saying, my administration and I have been taking careful note of the work of Colossal Labs, the biotech company that resurrected the dire wolf. If they can bring back wolves, they can bring back dinosaurs. Terrible lizard. That's what dinosaur means if you break it down. But picture this, folks. Velociraptor, mounted border patrol agents. They'll rip your head clear off. Pterodactyls patrolling the skies, velociraptors on the ground to prevent the immigration apocalypse we may have to counter with. Man. A dinopocalypse, folks. It's true.
It's wild. Because it's
They'll
like,
rip your head clear off.
Listening to it, when you watch that video, what you'll see is it's the actual press conference setting, and I think Judge Jeanine's in the background, so it's the one where he swore her in. They took that press conference setting, and they dubbed audio over it and adjusted the video so it looks like he's saying the words. They get the tone, they get the cadence, they get all of that right. Voice, it's all right. What's just not right is velociraptors.
They'll rip your head right off. And one of the things Trump will do, he'll kind of take that first syllable, like instead of saying right off, you go right off. Mm-hmm. And they even get the little details into it. And the video is just as impressive as the audio. And we got to post that maybe on the Facebook or something, because Brad, that is so, so good. Whoever did that is a comedic genius. I just want to see more of their work.
Yeah.
You know, doing a video like that, I know it costs money to use some of these AI video services, but how much do you think something like that costs to make? $20, if that, at the very most?
I have no idea. I really think it depends on the service. I know that, what was it, Jeremy's Razors, the Daily Wire, they made an entire AI advertisement, and they said this would have cost us $500,000 to make, and I think they did it for like $10,000.
Oh, wow. 10 grand is a ton still, but I guess it's still a savings.
But when you're
seen some people say like $120, $150, they
for
can
sure.
put something really cool out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. You know, as long as your source material is good. But that was an advertisement from scratch. that they did.
That's amazing, isn't it? And they did it with full control. I think maybe some of the hard part is some people just like, you know, paying the money and let someone else control it, pick the details. But if you have the ability to put that type of detail together and write the script, it's really amazing. And the prices are only going to come down as this equipment and the AI gets even more impressive.
The other side of that is too, okay, so this is Donald Trump talking about, you know, Border Patrol agents riding on velociraptors. The thing you got to remember is, man, you get a phone call and it's your daughter or your son and they're saying, hey, I'm in trouble. I need you to wire me money. You get a video. It may not be them. It's actually a likely chance that it's not. You almost have to proceed with the attitude anymore that it's AI. It's not real. If something seems a little bit absurd, that's a clue. Don't trust it. You know, it's going to be a lot more confusing world here in the future.
Coming up after the break, I saw this one story about a parent being charged for their, kid being killed. It's a really tragic story, but it's a really interesting legal argument as well. And I think some parents may look at this and say, I don't know what I would do in that situation. Also, a famous voice actor from King of the Hill ended up getting shot and killed in a dispute. We're getting more details on that coming up, too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. You'll catch him sipping in. It's nice, Ethan. Good selection today in that music. So you read the YouTube chat poll, but if you missed the start of the show, I thought, okay, I want to do an experiment and see if we can come up with a question where 100% is on one of the answers. But it sounds like it's not going to be the case here. Maybe I got to come up with a better question.
We're getting closer.
Okay, so if you're on the YouTube chat and you can change your vote still, but I think we can get that 100%. There's still a possibility of it. I don't know. Maybe, Brad, you can think of a better question that would get 100% of the vote, but I thought this one was a pretty strong possibility.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that, you know, but the internet being what the internet is, you're always going to have that one person that's like, nah, I'm just going to do it to be this.
So. Not possible in some ways, unless you, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something where you would degrade yourself. Like, either way, we'll have to see what happens by the end of the show. I saw this, and Jonathan Joss is the voice actor who portrayed John Redcorn on King of the Hill. I love King of the Hill. What a fantastic show. And they're rebooting it. It's coming back in a few months to Hulu.
Oh.
And I cannot wait for that. Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, Brad, let me tell you. They just released the intro. So it shows the new intro, and everyone's aged. It's like they show the progression of where they are now in this intro. So, you know, King of the Hill, you have Bobby Hill and Hank Hill and Peggy Hill, the family, and they live in Texas, and Hank Hill sells propane and propane accessories. Mm-hmm. So what it does is it shows kind of where they left off, and then it shows a moving van, and then Hank and Bobby and Peggy go in the moving van. And then, you know, Bill and Boomhauer and Dale are out there, and they're really sad, but someone else moves in. All these seasons change, and next thing you know, Hank Hill's back, and all these other things are happening, and Bobby's older. And they all look older. So you find out in part of the description of where the series picks off. So I think Hank Hill was sent to Saudi Arabia to try to promote propane. And so he left the country for several years and came back and as a family. So there was a big gap in there when he wasn't there. So he comes back, I'm guessing, to the United States, and a lot of things have changed since then. Maybe that's part of the point of the show. And, you know, kind of Hank in King of the Hill realized that there's a lot of things that are different from when he was younger. It's kind of one of the parts of understanding the world's always going to change and him trying to figure it all out like everyone else. So I think this is going to be kind of that same vein, but you have certain actors, Brittany Murphy, who played Luann, she passed away. Lucky, which was her boyfriend, was played by Tom Petty. He's died. And the voice actor for Dale Gribble just passed away last year, which is very sad. I think they said he recorded two episodes before he passed. And the person that plays Khan, the next door neighbor, Toby Huss, I think his name is, he's also going to voice Dale from episode two on or three on or whatever it is. And then now John Redcorn, who played the Native American, who was, you know, having the affair with Dale's wife, he, I don't think, was part of the show because he posted on social media that he was a little upset he wasn't invited. But now we find out he was shot and killed in a dispute with a neighbor. Have you seen this story?
I have seen things on the internet about the story, but I haven't actually read the story myself. I'm interested to hear what this story is.
So they just released the mugshot of the suspect, the neighbor, and TMZ had a great rundown of this. The two men had quite the history, allegedly been in verbal and physical fights in the past. Witnesses told us that Joss, that's the name of John Redcorn, his name is Jonathan Joss, was in the area to pick up a victim's fund check for his house, which burnt down in February. He went on an unhinged rant outside after seeing the skeleton of one of his dogs that died in the fire. And it was from there that the two men allegedly got into a verbal spat, and the suspect shot and killed Joss during this verbal spat, allegedly shouting homophobic slurs at him because Joss was gay. And from there, he's arrested and now charged, and they got his mugshot up online. They, as neighbors, hated each other. I got to tell you this. It pays to be nice to your neighbors because to have neighbors you hate, that's exhausting, man, to always have to keep an eye out for them. You know, it's even if you don't like your neighbors, just be indifferent to them and never mess with them because your life's so much easier that way. I'm glad I'm not in that situation either, honestly, that have a disgruntled neighbor situation. But imagine coming home to work every day and you might get into a fist fight with your neighbor. Like you pull into the driveway and you're like, is this happening today? I wouldn't want to live with
so
that.
So exhausting.
It is exhausting. All of that's exhausting. So tough to see that news. And it's unfortunate too, because he played also on Parks and Rec. He was one of the councilmen on there as an actor. No, not a councilman. He was part of the Native American tribe. And I think he was like a negotiator for the tribe. So it was great bit roles he's done in the past. And he was a great voice actor. So it's really sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another story from the New York Post. And tell me what you think of this one. It says the parents of a 7-year-old boy who was fatally struck by a car in North Carolina have been charged with involuntary manslaughter for letting him and his brother walk home alone from a grocery store. He was with his brother, 10 years old at the time. They ran into traffic and was hit by a Jeep driven by a 76-year-old woman. The mom telling local news that it was the first time she had allowed her sons to walk to a nearby grocery store. Nearby grocery store. 10 and 7. So I you probably think, okay, the 10-year-old is probably a little, like I have a 10-year-old, and I think about what he's capable of doing. We let him ride his bike around the neighborhood alone. We let him go play with the neighbor kids alone. We don't, you know, unsupervised, at least from our standpoint, but he's in someone else's yard. So we do certain things and he's got certain liberties. I don't think I would allow him to go to like a convenience store around the corner or anything like that to pick something up. I'd just be a little bit too nervous for that. But do you think these parents should have been charged with manslaughter for allowing their kid to do that and then tragedy hits?
Man, I don't like, there's a couple questions I would have, like what time of day was this? You know, was this a, did you let him go out at, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock at night after dark to go to this convenience store? You said it was nearby, but they didn't say how close,
right.
You know, like
yeah.
That nearby is subjective. If it's a mile away, nah, I don't like that at all. If it's like a block down the road, well, that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I struggle with this because I grew up, and I'm sure you did too, in the area where like we were free range kids. We just kind of ran around the neighborhood. We did the things. And mm-hmm. I know whenever I grew up in the country whenever I grew up in the country, you know, there's not a convenience store just down the road. But if I would go over to my friend's house, you know, you'd be in town. It's like, oh, it's 2 blocks that way. We'll just go down there, down to the Green Mill or whatever and get yeah. some, you know, what is it? The Fun Dip and some sodas.
Yeah, and, penny candy.
Right. You get it and then you walk back and, you know, 10, 11 years old.
Well, let me read this too. And I think, okay, so as I ask this question, I'm sure there's people in the audience asking, do you think that this is a little bit, you know, should they have been charged? I think some people say yes, some people say no. This would be a poll question that would be maybe right down the middle in some ways. Let me tell you the next thing that happened. So when police arrived and they assessed the situation, the mom and the boy's father were arrested and each charged with involuntary manslaughter and child neglect, both felonies. I can see maybe child neglect, but I don't know about manslaughter. They were both denied permission to attend their son's funeral.
No, that's not right.
That is really not right at all. They were instead slapped with a $1.5 million bond. That's the highest possible. They couldn't make bond and were not allowed to go to their kid's funeral. That I don't think will play well in court when someone reviews that and say that you really went a little overboard here. Even if you are trying to prove a point with involuntary manslaughter, denying the ability to go to the funeral is, oh boy, you really overstepped your bounds there.
Well, it's like we've moved past a justice system some points, and we're looking for a revenge system.
Hmm.
You know, like you've seen parents charge in that shooting up in, was that in Michigan?
Where yep, the parents, Oxford, and it's the big trial here. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see that. And you go, okay, well, they definitely provided their kid with the weapon and that sort of thing. But this is just a parent. I mean, were they being super negligent? It's hard to say without seeing the situation, knowing the streets that they had to cross and all that sort of thing. But I mean, if it's just down the street to the convenience store, I really struggle to see why they should be prosecuted.
Right. So I think that's a question a lot of people are going to be asking, if it was appropriate or not. Coming up after the break, Jim Carafano, he's a senior counselor to the president, and he's someone that pays very close attention to international affairs. So we're going to talk to him about that after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.